All right, welcome back to another episode of Fat Boy and Captain Llama. I'm Will.
I'm Regan.
All right, let's just jump straight into it, I guess. We've had an announcement. Oh, I guess it was a leak, wasn't it? It wasn't actually
announced. It wasn't officially announced, but it came out, and it hasn't been confirmed yet, but I am so excited.
Yeah, if it's real, it's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So there's a, I guess, a timeline of, how many years is that? From now, 2014.
Well, 2019.
To 2018, yeah.
Oh, they've also speculated about the Batman in 2019.
Oh, yeah, that was a new one that came out as well, wasn't it?
Yep.
I guess we'll do these, but then we'll get to it. So, from then to 90, that's like 5 years. But the movies don't start, I guess, until 2016.
Mm-hmm.
So, May 2016. This is a Warner Brothers timeline, by the way. Just, this is not Marvel-based. That would be cool. I'd love to see that timeline. Apparently, they have it set up to like
2028,
yeah.
Ridiculous.
That's fucking a long time. So, yeah, May 2016, Batman vs. Superman, which you already knew about.
Yep.
Shortly following that is Shazam.
Interesting, because there's been no...
Nothing.
Word of that outside of Dwayne Johnson being cast as
something.
Hopefully and presumably Black Adam.
Yeah. Then Xmas of 2016, Sandman, which we already knew about. It's Joseph Gordon-Levitt. Is he directing in Sarah? Or is he just... I know he's definitely...
I feel like Neil Gaiman might even... No, he's not directing.
He might. He might have some hand in the... I hope he has his hand in the screenplay because he...
I'm fairly sure he's very closely associated. I don't think Joseph Gordon-Levitt is... Oh, actually, he could be directing too. Honestly, I don't know.
I have a funny feeling he might be.
Yeah.
Then May 2017, Justice League, which we also knew about, followed by, and this is something I think fans will get really excited about, a Wonder Woman solo flick in July.
Mm-hmm. Gal Gadot. I'm still not sure how to pronounce it.
Yeah, one of the two. Then Christmas that year, Flash and Green Lantern team up.
Yeah, which piques my interest because they have made no announcement or reference to even including the Flash in Justice League or Batman vs Superman.
Yeah. Or even Green Lantern, yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Ryan Reynolds will not be returning.
You would think so.
Hopefully John Stewart.
And then May 2018, Man of Steel 2.
That also got me. Everyone's been referring to Batman vs. Superman as Man of Steel 2.
I always assumed it wasn't, though. Like, naturally, I just thought that it was going to be its own... Like, it was the next movie, but it wasn't Man of Steel 2.
Well, it was just the way my brain kind of worked, I guess. But it's good because... I felt as though Batman had totally stolen the spotlight away from Henry Cavill Superman. And now, you know, the fact that if this is to be believed, again, it's all speculation, there's been no confirmation, that means that there is going to be a second solo Superman film, which very well could have Brainiac, could have a big Lex Luthor part, further, you know, furthering on what happened in Batman vs. Superman. Or they could even, long shot, could happen a bit later on as well, they could go for the death of Superman.
Yeah, well that...
Could you imagine seeing that shit on the big screen with Henry Cavill?
That would blow my mind.
Oh, I was thinking about it today. Like, I was more than halfway hard.
So, with that timeline, we'll go back through some of these movies, talk about them a little bit more in a sec. But, so that ends in May of 2018. Like you said, there's potential for The Batman.
The Batman, which is also, again, all speculation, directed and acted by Ben Affleck.
Yep. So I assume that would potentially, like, the way that it stands at the moment, it's May, July, Christmas, and then May. So I assume that'll be like July or Christmas
for that one.
That's a long time to wait for a Batman film though. Like,
but,
for the next Batman. But I guess he shows up in other things.
He's going to show up in other things. And also, I think they're still trying to distance themselves from the Dark Knight trilogy.
Probably a good idea.
I feel as though if they do it any sooner than that, it's going to really hurt them.
Yeah.
Also, in regards to casting rumors, there was, I think his name is Callan Colby, He's an Australian actor who was in, he had a cameo role, like a small role in Captain America Winter Soldier. He's been cast in Batman vs. Superman. There was original talks about him being Metallo. There was recently talks about him being the Joker.
That's right. I was trying to remember, because you did tell me about this, and I was trying to remember what you told me he got cast as, and I was not pleased about it.
Oh, neither am I. I don't think it is actually true. There was talks of it. Everything is very hush-hush. Same with the Jason Momoa stuff. There is a lot of talk about it. There's no confirmation. We know that Callan Colby, I'm not even sure that's his name. We know he's been cast as something.
I'd be interested. I would like to see the Joker in this movie, even just like at the start. Like, that's how you get introduced to Batman. It's like he takes down the Joker.
If it's a 30-second role, dude's perfect for it.
But then they have to build on it, and you have to be the Joker later, so...
Oh, yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
Hmm.
I don't like this dude, I'm sorry, he's probably a real nice guy, but I just don't like him.
Just gives me a bad feeling.
Yeah, like, he was in Underbelly and shit, and, like, he's not what I was hoping for.
You know what else he was in? What was... There was...
That Bucky Wars thing?
Maybe. The one I'm thinking of, it was, like, a cop, an Australian cop drama.
Oh, God.
Something, I don't know. I just remember his face from it. And he was in lots of, like, Australian, like, teen drama as well. It's like,
lots of shitty Australian drama.
Yeah. But that's basically all of it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. let's go back quickly through this list and
Let's just break them all down, I guess.
So I guess Batman vs. Superman we might as well start with because it's at the start. I guess the most recent news we got was there's somebody had seen or, like, taken stuff from offset that saw Jesse Eisenberg in his role, because they started filming, as Lex Luthor. And apparently he had long, dirty...
Blonde hair. Blonde locks.
And... I'm pretty... Yeah, this was a quote that was used. He was moving around spastically.
Really?
Yeah, like, really animated. But who knows what the scene was. Like, it might call for it. And he's... my theory behind this is... We want, obviously, a Lex Luthor that's going to be bald.
Yep.
At the very least, I would have gone with red hair.
Because that's what it is traditionally.
Yeah. I assume if he's got the hair still, potentially, this might be an early...
Early scene in the film, yeah.
Or even, like, he might lose his hair during that battle for Metropolis with... Maybe that's when he loses his hair.
Yeah.
And that's why he hates Superman, because he stole his beautiful long locks.
That was the original reason. It's like Action Comics 214 or something. That was the original reason why Lex Luthor hated Superman so much.
Fair enough.
And they just kind of went, hang on, that's pretty shallow.
Yeah.
And let's work on it.
Yeah, let's make it that, you know, he wants to be the superhero instead.
Yeah,
because he wants to be the savior of mankind.
For a long time, he was like a mad scientist, and I'm wondering if they're going to play on that at all in the film.
Yeah, I reckon they'll go more the business route, because that's the Lex Luthor that they use most.
I've also heard Street Thug turned billionaire.
I was okay with that idea.
Like tattoos?
Yeah, well, he'll be wearing a suit, I would think. And then, like, you know, you can get the scene where he's, like, ripped up.
Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah, like, get Jesse Eisenberg massive. Just get him massive, takes his shirt off, and he's got all these tattoos and gets into, like, the war suit or something like that.
I could deal with that.
That'd be cool.
I feel as though...
It's hard to see Jesse Eisenberg ripped up, but, you know...
Yeah, you know, CGI these days is amazing. But I really would like to see that war suit in particular at some stage, even if it's in a later Superman movie or Justice League or something. I think they have to... To make Lex Luthor seem like a formidable physical opponent against...
I don't think they need it, though, because that's not really his thing. He hasn't always been...
I want it.
I want to see more punching.
Yeah.
You did not get enough from the first movie.
Oh, I was watching it again last night. There was plenty of punching in that film, and it was all awesome.
It was a whole lot of punch.
It was a lot of punch.
So that's the only really... I think that's the only thing that, well, at least I've seen come out.
That's the only... I still didn't actually... I checked out the photos of the link... actually took you to, and I just saw set photos. There was nothing with Jesse Eisenberg.
Yeah.
But there's been, that's the only, like, again, that's not confirmed, but that's more concrete. There's been other unconfirmed things, like Jason Momoa is to appear as Aquaman.
Yep, that's all but confirmed, though.
He was on Jimmy Kimmel the other night. You and I were discussing it earlier, and Jimmy Kimmel was discussing the parallels, the joke parallels between him playing Khal Drogo and then jumping to Aquaman.
Well, see, that's the thing, though, like, him playing Khal Drogo from Game of Thrones makes me believe that he could do a good Aquaman.
Yeah.
Like, that sort of
that
tribal...
That very well could have been where they pulled it from.
Yeah, like, that tribal sort of leader of a people kind
of
thing.
Yeah.
And he's got the beard, just, like, colour it and make it a bit sandier.
And he's fucking huge, too.
Just
and then he flat out said, you know, so now you're going to be Aquaman. And it hadn't been confirmed, and Jason Momoa had been really, like, you know, ducking questions about it. And all he said was... Oh, yeah, that'd be pretty cool if I was playing Aquaman. And then, so, he egged on the crowd, and to me, that was more or less confirmation.
Yeah, that's, like, such a... He'd be fucking wrapped, I reckon.
Oh,
because
yeah.
He did... The only two things I can think of him from were Conan, the remake they did, and then Game of Thrones. And he was... I enjoyed him in Game of Thrones. And I reckon the dude can act. Like, he learned a whole fucking new language for Game of Thrones.
Apparently...
He speaks very little English in that film. Series.
People go up to him on the street, apparently. Is it Dothraki?
Yeah, Dothraki.
And he'll have to speak to people in Dothraki. Like, but he just makes shit up. He's like, no one's going to mess with
me. Yeah, just some guttural sounds.
Yeah, he's like, I'm the king of them. They can't tell me I'm wrong.
That makes me believe that he could sort of pull that role.
And also, apparently the angle they're taking is that Aquaman is fucking pissed off with Superman because of what the World Engine did to the ocean, specifically the Indian Ocean.
Yeah. Because that's really on the other side.
You could seriously see him throwing down, and with, like, Aquaman often gets laughed, but dude is up there, he's got near Superman powers, and this would be...
He's not that strong, but he is strong.
Oh, they talk about it in the comics, they say, like, he's nearly as strong as Superman. And so obviously Superman would still win, but you could have him throwing down and actually legitimize Aquaman as a real, like, superhero.
Yeah, I think the second that you see Aquaman, like, punch, or, like, throw a punch, especially if it's at Superman, his respect level is going to go up a lot.
Absolutely. I think if this does happen, especially with Jason Momoa, just because he's not particularly famous, but Game of Thrones is a very loyal following, and dude is very charismatic, so people are going to get behind him as a character.
Yeah. And we're talking... So, Aquaman's got a couple of different... He has a couple of different looks throughout comic history.
Mm-hmm.
He's got the one that he's got now, which is more sort of common.
Clean cut,
short hair, the...
Which
regular,
I like.
Yeah, like the regular sort of the orange and green sort of outfit.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, other ones where he's lost a hand...
In some cases, the whole arm, he's got, like, that cyborg arm thing on him.
Oh, I think it's only the hand still, but he's just got, like, chainmail.
Chainmail on, okay.
And he's got, like, a hook. In the animated series, he had a hook, which, actually, I've been rewatching that Justice League, and I'd forgotten. I watched this episode when I was a kid, and I just didn't realize how badass it was at the time. When they introduced Aquaman as a character, there's a point where Black Manta is about to kill his son. They're in a volcano field, and he's, like, chained to a rock, and he gets one hand free. And he can't get his other one free, and he's got, like, a couple of seconds to save his son. So he chops off his own hand so he can, like, save his son's life. I'm like, that dude's fucking badass. As if you make fun of that dude.
Yeah, wow.
And he's all, like, bearded and long hair sort of look. I assume that's what they're going to go for, because I've seen this guy, Jason Momoa, clean-shaven. He was in Conan. I don't like it as much as I like the
beard. Yeah, I think even if they just have stubble or something, maybe not a full, like,
I describe it
as, like, King Aquaman, like, when he's, like, really fucking just big and boss-like and shit.
Hmm.
I wouldn't mind a small beard. I don't want a fucking metal beard.
Not, like, massive, but still, like, I would like some size.
I'd like it to
flow in the ocean.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't mind if they went for that look. I don't want it to be quite as far back as, like, 90s Aquaman. I'd like them to still have some relevance to the New 52 Aquaman.
Yeah. Though he also, with that last, I think the second half of Geoff Jones run after Throne of Atlantis, he grew a beard.
Did he?
Yeah.
They could do... Honestly, they could...
Though I think he's now lost it again.
They could... Because, like, Jason Momoa, they could cut his hair because it might be easier giving him lighter-coloured hair if it's shorter and give him a beard as well. And then, like, I'd be okay with that. I would deal with that. But we're getting very, like, particular about...
about something that definitely... Isn't
actually confirmed.
It's all but confirmed, actually.
Because it was funny, because a couple of weeks ago, you and I were discussing how excited I would be if Aquaman was actually in this movie, because I fucking love Aquaman. Everyone gives him shit, but I never actually thought he was that much of a joke. I always thought he was a fucking pimp.
It's the other thing, because I grew up reading the comics first. Not the Aquaman comics, but his interpretation in the comics.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until after, and then, like, the Justice League animated series, it wasn't until after I'd been exposed to all of that that I was getting exposed to the jokey side. I'm like, this dude's not a joke.
Yeah.
This guy's
I mean, Grant Morrison put it perfectly. You have to be a fucking badass to ride a giant seahorse around.
Yeah, legitimately.
So you got to be pretty hard to do that and not get given shit for it.
Yeah, right.
So I think, you know, I think if Jason Momoa does end up playing him, which, again, is all, but I'd say it's more or less confirmed at this point.
I think it's a safe bet to say that it's happening.
The word you use is gravitar, and he would bring that to the role. He would make you believe that this dude is a legitimate king of a people, and he's not to be fucked with.
Yeah. The only thing, I guess, they've announced a lot of characters that are going to be, you know, Wonder Woman, Vic Stone, probably pre-Cyborg, now Aquaman. The worry here is that they're overburdening the cast. My theory on this, though, is they're not saying how big a role these people play. What I think will happen for a lot of these characters, probably not so much Wonder Woman, and probably not Vic Stone, but someone like Aquaman, and I reckon there'll be, like, a credit sort of scene,
yeah,
where that's the only time you'll see him, and then Justice League will have a bigger role.
There's so many different ways they could handle it. I feel as though a good way to move into Justice League as far as Cyborg goes is have the post credit scene where he makes the transformation, or where he gets injured or something. Like, you'd have to flesh it out a bit, but
I reckon they go Justice League Origin style, like the Geoff Jones one,
and have it go throughout the movie.
In Justice League, what he becomes.
Because you've got to have that, like, they built a relationship with Victor as well. Like, I didn't give a shit about Cyborg to the New 52, and that first run made me actually go, shit, I could read a solo book from this guy. Like, he's actually a well-written character.
What's one of the characters that they're yet to utilize, I guess, as a solo, like, every other Justice Leaguer has a solo title, even Firestorm.
Yeah, and I didn't even like Firestorm.
Firestorm's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, shit. Although his new costume is cool in Future's End, I'll give it that.
Yeah, but he's just a fucking asshole, though. In
one half, yes.
Yeah, but still, like, he's like the, I guess, the leading half in terms of the one in the suit.
Yeah, well, now
actual Jason Rush.
Yeah, he's not in the mind. He's the actual body.
Yeah, Ronnie Raymond is the jerk. Yeah. Jason Rush is just kind of a little pansy who gets carried along for the ride.
It's true. But back to the actual timeline. I think Wonder Woman will show up as Diana Prince a couple of times, and then you'll find out she's Wonder Woman at some stage. I think,
yeah, because I reckon there's supposed to be some link between Superman and her in that they're like descended from Kryptonians.
Yeah, they had that scene in the first movie. I watched it again last.
Though that said, that's only a rumor or like a potential thing that people on the internet have come up with. So
they have to explain that scene from the first movie though, because there's an open pod which shows that someone got out and. It'd tie in so fucking... Like, it's amazing they haven't actually done this in the comics, because if that's the idea they're going with, it would tie in so, so well, and it would explain why, like, theoretically... Because I know in some of the comics, in New Frontier, Wonder Woman is stronger and bigger than Superman.
Yeah.
But they could explain how, you know, she has these powers, but over time they've become a little bit, like, diminished because they've been bred out, essentially.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like the Amazonians don't need to be linked to the bad smell that is Superman at the moment in the comics world. There is not... Like, it's getting better in terms of, like you said, Superman and Wonder Woman is quite good. I haven't read it myself.
Action Comics, right?
And now. Action Comics is improved.
Oh, it's very, very good.
But everything, like, Superman's solo book, and overall, his stories have been pretty weak.
People don't know how to handle him, and I agree. His stories, more often than not, are not very good. I think Greg Pak's looking after Action Comics right now.
He's also doing Batman Superman,
yeah,
which is... It has its ups and downs. Every time that he's on it, and Jay Lee's the artist, fucking knocks it out of the park.
Yep.
Best book of the week, for sure.
For me, honestly, Action Comics right now is better than Zero Year.
Yeah. Zero Year's gone on too long, though. Zero Year is Batman, for those
who saying Zero Year is better than Scott Snyder's run on Batman. Like, I'm preferring Action Comics to Superman Unchained.
Superman... Oh, yeah. Yeah, I get what you mean now. So I totally blanked out there for a second.
Well, it's been 3 months since we've had a Superman Unchained update, so I don't blame you for blanking out.
It did come out in the most recent solicits, though, so we know that much.
I just can't believe how far behind they've got. Like, the last one we received was when the second last Forever Evil came out.
You know what it is, though? It's fucking Jim Lee. He takes forever. He does, like, a fucking standout job in all these...
Well, he's also the creative director, I think.
Yeah, he's just got a lot on his plate, and I think he just can't keep up with it, because he does all his... Apparently, he does all his art, like, he's drawings at night.
At night, yeah.
Because he's
just too fucking busy during the day.
We got a little bit off track there. Let's jump back into the movie.
It was good, though. So, after Batman vs. Superman, I could still talk for days about that movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's move on to Shazam, because I really want to talk about this one.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. You have a theory on how they could do it. I'm a little bit of a naysayer on this one. I don't know how you could have a credible child actor turn into a credible, you know, adult actor and believe it's the same person. Because he's also got to play a superhero... full-grown man who is
a child. Yeah.
And that could be really fucking annoying. Unless they make him a 15, 16-year-old who's got a bit of maturity behind him.
Yeah. The thing is, though, they could... That was one of my theories, that they'll make him a little bit older. They'll make him a teenager. Not an older teenager, like, yeah, 15, 16 sort of area.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, they could play him... Because only the new interpretation of Shazam or Captain Marvel... As he will always be to me.
Oh, he's so much better at Captain Marvel. The name Shazam is terrible.
Oh, nah. It's much of a mutton. It doesn't really...
Shazam.
Yeah. but he... In the pre-52, as soon as... Well, Billy Batson himself was like a sort of stand-up sort of citizen anyway. But as soon as he became Captain Marvel, he was just like... It's like big chance of like, I'm Captain Marvel.
Well, in the 70s, he was
kind of. He turned into Santa Claus. He was
a bit Santa Claus, yeah. That was Chris Kringle-esque.
He's got that sort of. He becomes a man, basically, and with everything that comes along with like the maturity and all that. Mm-hmm. Whereas in the new one, he's kind of just. He gets big. He gets big. And yeah. He gets fucking big.
That is true, actually. He doesn't become the Santa Claus. The way I'd be okay if they handled it like He-Man, where he didn't actually go from being a boy to a man. He just became
buff,
this bigger, more.
But that said, with He-Man, He-Man live movie is going ahead.
Is it?
Yep. Nothing other than that they're doing it. Have I heard?
That's been said for years.
Apparently, it's actually happening. Right, well. I would be pumped for that because I used to love watching that guy.
I'll wait and see. As long as it's not Dolph Lundgren, I'm all for it.
He when. the prince, I can't even remember what his name was now. It's been that long since I've seen anything about He-Man. When he turns into He-Man, he does get a little bit older because he's supposed to be a boy prince.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't really pick that up.
He's always, like in the very original He-Man cartoon, he actually, it only looks like he basically just takes his shirt off because he is just already fucking huge.
Already huge, yeah.
Whereas in the second run that they did of cartoons, the more modern one, which is probably the one you would have seen,
mm-hmm.
and it's one I have most exposure to, he's a lot thinner and, like, leaner, and then when he becomes He-Man, he just, like, fucking jacks up.
Jacks up, yeah.
But, yeah, so I feel like it's doable to have the child actor and then, like, a legitimate older actor. It's not really ideal in those kind of, like, movies. Like, you want to have one lead that you attach yourself
to.
Yeah,
that's the issue. You want the audience to attach themselves to a character.
But if they're going ahead with it, then they obviously have some way of either getting around that or dealing with it.
Well, they don't, and they're still doing it. Green Lantern.
Yeah. Potentially, though, they could even just do straight up, have him as a man already, and then make him, say, Shazam and turn into Shazam Marvel. And
Shazam.
And then he just gets superpowers along with it.
Yeah. See, I'd be more up for that, I think.
And that might be the way that they go with it, but more traditional role that they'd have a child actor. And your issue, I think, is that you just don't see child actors as that strong to hold a key role like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would agree with you on the most part. But there are actors out there who I reckon, like child actors,
mm-hmm.
that could do a good enough, like a good role, like do it well. I think in terms of his looks alone, and he can act, we know this from Game of Thrones, is, what's his name? I've written it down and I can't say it now. Isaac Weatherbound something or other.
Something.
Isaac.
Isaac Hempston Wright.
That's it.
Weatherbound.
I don't know where I got Weatherbound from. Yeah, so he plays Brandon Stark in Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
I reckon looks-wise alone, get rid of his stupid bowl cut that he seems to be having in Game of Thrones. I reckon he could totally do a believable and like fully fleshed out Billy Batson.
I think if they're going to get child actors, Game of Thrones is not a bad place to start because everyone on that show is fairly legit.
Yeah.
I would prefer it if they did like a Peter Pan sort of thing with it, or more specifically Hook, but like not a shit movie, where basically...
Hook is awesome. What are you talking about?
No.
You're a bad person.
Where,
this is the last episode of That One Cat.
Where essentially he's had these powers for a really long time, but something's happened where he's forgotten he's grown up. And
okay.
So they can just say it's like, you know, you've had this since a kid, something happened, you never used it. Obviously, I'm thinking of this now, I'm much more fleshed out. But
that's interesting.
Where basically they've taken it where he was Shazam as a kid and he has to become Shazam again as a man.
Interesting.
Yeah, see, I just think that's a safer way of tackling it. It's not necessarily the right way.
The thing is, I feel like you piss off too many fans.
Yeah, that's my issue too, is like, they want to see, like, people who are hardcore Shazam fans, if there are any.
I'm sure there are someone.
Like, I like
he was, like, the second original superhero. Actually, sorry, third next to Batman. He was, like, a carbon copy of Batman. But
Superman,
then,
you mean?
Yeah, I don't know why I said Batman.
Yeah, and because he was on a different publisher. And
yeah.
They bought them out.
And then
so they could have Superman versus Shazam.
But he did. There was a point in time where he was doing
better than Superman.
Yeah. And I think it was that there's like a blend of humor or something in it. Something about it that they just it just spoke to the public at the time a lot better.
Yeah, I think the 70s public maybe. I don't know.
No, it was earlier than that.
It was earlier than that.
I think it was during or pre. No, it would have been during. No, it might have been pre-war.
Fuck, really?
Yeah.
I've got some of that like 70s. I actually have the issue where it's Captain Marvel versus Superman.
Cool.
And it's like, I think Mixelplix or whatever his name is.
Mixelpilic
is in as well. And it's a pretty wacky issue. Like, you go back and read those old comics and like, but they still, Captain Marvel seemed like a joke in that one as well though. Like, and I guess that's, the New 52 has definitely made him a more serious thing because you've touched on the whole, you know, note of humor thing. Do you think they'll do that?
Well, the thing was, the backups that they did, the Shazam backup, which I'm still waiting for that to become a like full-fledged monthly title. I would fucking read the shit out of that.
You're a very big Black Adam fan. Are you reading Black Adam or Shazam?
I like Shazam still in as well, but I would definitely be there for Black Adam. I fucking love that dude.
And you're a big fan of Dwayne Johnson too.
I know. Just put those two together and I'll probably pass out.
Oh, if and like we discussed before, there have been casting rumors for Dwayne Johnson. He's actually said that he's doing a DC project.
Yeah. Well, this is going to be the I guess, the lead-in when we're talking about this film, is that Dwayne Johnson is playing an unnamed role as yet. We were thinking originally, like, a Green Lantern, seeing him as Jon Stewart.
Jon Stewart, yeah.
And I remember when it first got announced, one of the first things I went to, well, I think outside of Green Lantern, when it got mentioned, I probably wouldn't have jumped to that conclusion myself.
Mm-hmm.
The other one that I went to would be, oh, wouldn't it be fucking cool if he was Black Adam?
Yeah.
And then...
And to me, that feels like a much better suit.
A lot. I reckon that really fits in. He looks fucking like Black Adam. Yeah. One.
And they just give him the hair and then the suit.
His hair's pretty much as it is anyway. Like, you really don't need to do much with it.
He's more or less perfect.
Just put him in the suit.
Like, and I mean, this is getting a little bit sidetracked too. And Idris Elba is involved with the Marvel films. He is in Thor. He plays the gatekeeper guy. I'm not sure his name.
Yeah, it's gone. I'll get to it later.
He posted a photo months and months ago of him as Jon Stewart on his Twitter.
Mm.
And I don't know what his contract is with Marvel, but for me, he is the perfect Jon Stewart. Dude, he's a legit actor, can do action scenes.
Imagine him with those green glowing eyes.
Oh, in the photo, whoever made it up, they've given him the green eyes.
Oh,
and
that's sick.
He literally looks perfect. Like, he could not be more spot on for the role. And then, as soon as I heard that Dwayne Johnson was potentially up for it, I just couldn't get Idris Elba out of my head. Like, it was... I love Dwayne Johnson. I think he'd make a much better Black Adam. But...
Yeah.
Yeah, this photo was spookily good, and I really hope that there's some sort of legitimacy to it.
I think, yeah, he would definitely be better as a Black Adam than... I would definitely go that over Green Lantern. That's it. If he got announced as Green Lantern, I would still be into it.
Oh, fuck yeah. I'd still go for it.
But yeah, so potentially him as Black Adam... And I think it's doable. And obviously, they've been thinking about it.
Sorry, I just showed Will the photo and he got a little distracted.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's fan done. And it's. I will post it on the Twitter or the Facebook. We have a Facebook page now.
Yeah.
We will post it on there so everyone can see it. But yeah, I think that'd be fucking cool. I'm getting like a little bit of a fanboy hard on right now.
Seems to be happening to you a lot at the moment.
Yeah, it does.
So that's really all. Like, again, this is an unconfirmed list, but that'd be cool. I'd be really... If they're actually legitimately going ahead with the Shazam thing, and even before this list came out, there'd been rumblings that they were going to do Shazam.
Yeah,
I didn't think it'd be this early, to be honest. Like, following Batman vs. Superman.
Well, I could deal with it a bit later, to be honest, because, like, if they've already announced everything for Batman vs. Superman, I feel as though they have to do a bit more work on Shazam to have it out in the same year.
Yeah.
I mean, in saying that, it's still 2 years away.
Yeah.
That's a fucking long time.
And usually they don't announce stuff, like, as early as they've done Batman and Superman.
Yeah,
that got pushed back.
It has been freakishly early. Like, the fact that they're putting out photos of the Batsuit and the Batmobile...
Oh, geez.
2 years before the film is coming out. Like,
I'm still excited.
The film's
about that
just started actually filming.
Yeah.
So it's pretty ridiculous.
I guess we'll be seeing more and more than Batman vs. Superman was.
I imagine by September, if not before, maybe by August, we'll have confirmation on this movie timeline.
You would think so, yeah.
Or at least Jason Momoa. Just tell us something, man.
Yeah. Outside of that...
what was the next one?
Well, Sandman, Justice League, Wonder Woman, Flash and Green Lantern team up, and Man of Steel. Really, nothing else we have any details for as yet.
Yeah, I mean, we know Wonder Woman is going to be Gal Gadot. Green Lantern and Flash does pique my interest.
We haven't
got any confirmation on actors or for either.
Well, we don't even have any confirmation on the list.
On the film. I'm actually talking about actors for a film that...
Oh, yeah, true. They haven't even been announced for either Batman, Superman, or Justice League.
You would have to assume if they're including Aquaman, they're going to include those two. You'd have to have the core seven, I think.
Yeah, outside of Martian Manhunter, potentially. Because they've been moving away from there.
He's not in the core seven.
Yeah. But
I'm a big fan of the character.
He was in the core seven for longer than he's not been in the core seven.
Also, another role that I think Dwayne Johnson could fit.
Nah.
Nah,
he's too...
Not a fan.
He has to be too... I don't know. I think with Dwayne Johnson...
Like, reserved and intelligent kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Well,
not intelligent, but... He's better at playing the more charismatic, aggressive kind of characters.
Yeah, and so I feel like he has to be way too reserved, and that's just not really
his
what he, that's not really yeah, it's not what he does. And all full props like to Dwayne Johnson though. Like literally, he's one of those guys that he tried to get into like film or like Hollywood kind of stuff, like sort of the back doorway. So he's just gone. He went to wrestling, and then sort of managed to work his way into like,
but now he's legit now. He's
like
fully
actual
fledged.
Legitimate roles and like full respect. And he's probably one of
he's
my favorite actors
the Fast
now.
And Furious franchise.
Yeah, he's cool in that.
He gave that new blood, like gave him new life.
And Pain and Gain as well. Really,
I haven't seen it. Heard it's awesome.
Really dark. You leave that film and you just feel awful.
Really,
it's
like
really
Prometheus awful or
nah different.
I think
kind
I threw
of,
up after that movie.
Nah, different kind of awful. You just feel just like. unclean and just really sad. It makes you feel sad. But Dwayne Johnson is, like, a fucking highlight in that film because he's just hilarious. Every funny scene is really usually because something that he does. Like, there's a scene where they're trying... I won't ruin it for any... spoilers. I'll ruin this part for you. Because it's not really like a key thing. They kill somebody, some people, and they have to, like, mess up the bodies enough so, like, they can't be recognized. They chop their hands off, and he's grilling them on the barbecue to get rid of the prints. And, like, there's a scene where he's just, like, out on the street, like, outside the gym, grilling him on a barbecue. And it's, like, people going by. He's just like, hey, what's up? Just waiting for, like, the neighbors and stuff, like, just grilling these hands.
That's pretty funny, actually.
Yeah, it's fucked. But it's...
And he can pull that off well, actually. He's got that smile to him.
Yeah, just a beautiful man.
It makes it better, too, that he's just, like, such a fucking nice bloke in real life, too. Like, you hear nothing but good things about him.
Yeah. I think it's just be one of those things that just, I don't know, happy to be there. It's like, because, like, you know, getting from where he was to there.
To where
it's like
is.
Trying to go from
no
porn
one's
to
done
legitimate.
That. Yeah, no one's film. Done that. Although, the Hank's wife in Breaking Bad apparently started off in porn.
Well, a lot, there was like at least 3 or 4 actors in Game of Thrones who played reasonably big roles, usually whores, were all from started in porn. Like, Shay, Tyrion Lannister's lover for like the last 4 seasons. Started in porn, and I think she potentially still does porn.
Jesus, there you go.
So, you know, bit of porn trivia for any porn fans out there.
Moving on from porn, this one's a little bit old too. I feel like we've kind of dived into Warner Brothers enough for the time being, the DC slate. I can honestly talk about that for until Batman vs. Superman comes out. I can probably talk consistently, but Days of Future Past has been out for a month now, I think.
I think, is it still on the cinemas now?
Yeah, because it came out, you went and saw it. It came out on my birthday, the 21st, I think, if not slightly before.
Remember that, and it's the 21st. His birthday is the 21st, so we expect lots of...
Don't know of what month it is.
Yeah. But you just told him when Days of Future Past came out.
Like, yeah, fuck that one up.
You got a smart audience.
Like, yeah, all right, well, Days of Future Past, yep, and we never actually reviewed that. We forgot.
Yes. Yeah. We could have left the part out where we said that we forgot. We could just be say that we were saving it.
Scratch that. We're doing it now.
So, yeah, I enjoyed... this film, he says reservedly.
I also enjoyed that film. I also felt like, ooh, I want to leave the cinema. I just want this movie to end after a while.
It was long. It suffered from what the last series of movies that I've seen. Amazing Spider-Man did it. X-Men did it. And something else did it recently as well, where they've just gone on that, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Too long.
Longer than it probably needed to.
Yep.
But... I thought Days of Future Past was very clever in the way, instead of rebooting X-Men, they just made it that those two X-Men, Last Stand and Wolverine Origins, didn't exist.
Yeah, that was clever.
I thought that was a really clever way of doing that.
They sucked.
Yeah, they sucked.
Yeah, they sucked really hard.
They ruined Deadpool, and it's very hard to ruin Deadpool.
Yeah, actually, in saying that, they could now include Deadpool in a future movie. If they
exactly.
Wanted to.
They can do a good version of Deadpool.
Yeah, because that shit was just...
And, like, still have Ryan Reynolds in the role, because he fucking killed it as Deadpool.
Yeah, but...
Up to the point where they sewed his mouth shut.
That dude anymore.
Yeah.
When was the last time you saw Ryan Reynolds, A, in a film, and further, in a good film? Last thing he did was R.I.P.D., and that came out, like, June last year, I think.
The issue is that he's just not strong enough as a lead actor.
Yeah.
He can't be the lead man.
He never
that's why he's
as that leading man.
That's why his Deadpool was so good, because he's not the lead there. He's just, like, a small part, or not a small part, but, like, a supporting role. That's where he really shines, because he can just... It just seems like he has less pressure on him, so he does better.
Which is a shame, because I think that his actual performance in Green Lantern was decent. I just think the script sucked dick.
Yeah. I feel like, Green Lantern wasn't his fault.
Yeah.
I think
everyone,
he did the best he could.
Everyone pins on him. I'll go on the record and say that Daredevil was not Ben Affleck's fault.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I should have realised you were going to go.
Yeah, oh, I gotcha.
Yeah, you did.
Batfleck for the win.
Hashtag Batfleck.
But it'd be great if they included... I'd be happy to see Ryan Reynolds come back in another X-Men movie as real Deadpool.
Yeah, probably.
Not as, like, no, Deadpool. Like,
yeah, that I just don't understand.
That was fucked. Who said... Who paid, like... Can they get the money back from whoever they paid to
write... I'm just getting angry. Let's move on.
I'm getting upset.
Anyway, back to Days of Future Past.
Yep.
I thought it was a clever way of just, I guess, getting rid of those weaker elements and then... Because then, you know, that last X-Men film killed off a lot of key characters in that franchise. Also, actually...
Dr. Xavier?
Yeah.
Yep. No,
Professor Xavier. He didn't go to professor school to be called doctor.
Wait, isn't Doctor higher than a professor?
That's a good question.
Oh no. Alright, anyway. We're spending too much time with comics and not like real life.
Yeah, I should put my energies towards things that'll be helpful.
Yep. Professor Xavier.
He
is miraculously alive.
But see, that's fine if it got explained. They do not even address that he's alive.
No.
Because end of Wolverine, the Wolverine, he's like rolling about on his wheelchair. And Hugh Jackman, Logan, James Howlett, Wolverine,
mm-hmm.
is like legitimately shocked to see him. He's like, how? He's like, you're not the only one with powers.
Oh, fuck. Because honestly, when I saw the end of Wolverine, I'd actually forgot that Xavier died at all. Because my brain went, you don't need to remember that.
Yeah.
X-Men 3 is only going to hurt you.
it's like, I was just overcome with joy when those coins started to move.
Yeah.
And then there was Ian McKellen with his sexy cravat and hat. And it was still great. Ian
McKellen.
Anyway, they don't even address that he's back to life.
They cut a shitload of stuff out of that movie.
Yeah.
Like, they cut out all of Rogue's run.
Except for that last, there's a bit right at the end.
It's like a 2 second cameo.
Also, spoilers, I guess it's almost too late now for anybody who hasn't seen the movie, but again, we're doing this quite late, so I assume anybody who's listening to this podcast has potentially seen it, or doesn't care enough.
So. Our listener has seen it.
Hell, listener. Gotta stop making that joke, it's starting to hurt me.
Sorry.
Facebook shows us otherwise, alright? We have 50 people who potentially will glance at the podcast.
Getting that fan base.
they didn't even address that he was back alive, which annoyed me. I was waiting for it the whole film, just like... I don't know, Kitty's somehow has magic hand powers.
So all of a sudden there's Days of Future Past hands.
So she's like gone back and grabbed him. That simple. Yep. I'm like, alright, I'll buy it. Just because you're on screen.
Just explain it.
Yeah. And the Days of Future Past hands. Also not explained. I did a little bit more research into it though.
Yep.
She, in the comics, she doesn't send, obviously, Wolverine back. She goes back herself. And it has to do with her phasing powers. I think they develop into like reality phasing or time phasing, that she can phase through time.
So they're trying to insinuate that it's developed to the point where she can phase other people through time.
Yeah, which kind of, I guess, makes sense because she can phase people through walls. Why wouldn't she be able to take them back with her?
Because comics and stuff.
Yeah. Because why not? look, this is a world where, you know, men can move metal and... I was going to say Hugh Jackman is ripped, but he's always ripped. That's a pretty believable
world. No crowds after four.
That wasn't explained, but, like, I did my own research, and I made it palatable for myself. Mm. But for anybody else, it's just kind of like, it just doesn't make sense, because it's a completely different shift, like, unless it's explained. It's too big a shift from what her powers are. Like, her powers are too passive. Like, this is a passive moving through walls. This is a fairly active thing, throwing someone back through time.
It was a really bizarre thing to have him just be back and not explain it. Like,
yeah,
The Days of Future Past thing, the hands themselves, I can get past.
Yeah, like...
Not explaining how someone came back from the...
All these things are pretty minimal in terms of what the actual movie delivered.
Yeah.
Well,
I think the Xavier thing is a pretty big miss.
It was a big thing that I just...
It's a big oversight. I mean, it could have been explained, because apparently there was like a 15-minute Rogue, Xavier, and Magneto run, where they all go...
They go and they rescue Rogue, which sounded fucking awesome, and I wanted to see that.
It could very well be included in Blu-ray.
That's how I have
that. I hope that really gives some insight into it, because that's a really fucked up thing to just... I get that the essentially the point of this movie was to get rid of X-Men 3 and Origins.
Yeah.
That's where they landed, but they sort of did that at the start as well, without... addressing it.
Yeah, they just brought them back. Like, it's all good.
Which kind of makes ending of the movie a little bit less poignant. That it's like, well, obviously you guys don't really hold what happened previously that, you know, sacred because you've just
brought it back to life. Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it was cut out, but it seemed like a big thing to cut out, but still. There was supposed to be like a whole extra scene with Rogue where they go, because she gets injured by Wolverine at one point, just like flailing about.
Mm-hmm.
So they go to get her to absorb Kitty's powers so they can keep him in the past longer. But I think it kind of seemed unnecessary. Like, it really is kind of unnecessary to have this big roundabout way of just still keeping him in the past. Might as well just get it and just fucking tough it out and take the gut shot and just hang with it.
Gut shot.
Overall, it wasn't... I enjoyed it. I just liked seeing... I liked having those two casts back.
Yeah.
The two
lines. The ending, I like the little throwback to everyone in the school, the academy.
Yeah, Wolverine wakes up and he's back in, I guess, his time. The Days of Future Past timeline, but not like fucked up post-apocalypse world.
Yeah.
And he's back at the school and everybody's alive and everybody's good. And he goes talks to him. That was probably one of my favourite bits as well. He goes to talk to Xavier and he's like, last thing I remember I was back in 1970. He's like, welcome back.
And he's like, he's just been playing along with Logan until that point, basically.
Yeah. And I think even before going into this, I think we probably talked about this off there. I was kind of hoping that something like that, because, you know, obviously Xavier has met Logan now and they had this whole adventure.
Mm-hmm.
I would have liked it. Like, what I wanted to see was that he had basically been lying to him this whole time.
Yeah,
and he knew exactly who he was and everything about him. And it kind of makes it, even like going back to those earlier movies, why he trusted him so much to begin with.
Yeah, it does. It kind of reinforces what happens in the first ones.
Yeah.
All in all, I did like the movie. The more I think about it, I think I actually preferred First Class.
Yeah, I think overall the movie First Class was better.
It tried to do too many things.
Yeah.
And
I really just disliked... I wasn't a big fan of Jennifer Lawrence in this one. It's Mystique. It was just kind of boring.
Yeah, I was kind of the same. And I'm a really big fan of Jennifer Lawrence, like, in general. But I just didn't really get behind her for this one.
Nah, I don't feel it. I still love fucking Fassbender as Magneto.
Oh,
who kills it.
Dude, that guy could... Yeah, he is phenomenal.
Especially, like, there's a scene where... Basically, what's happening is... Mystique is going on a rampage. And trying to be, like, a revolutionary mutant fighter person. And she wants to go kill Trask because he's building Sentinels and experimenting on mutants. And basically just killing mutants just because he needs to figure out how they work so he can kill them better.
Kill them better.
And so the Days of Future Past future happens because of Mystique killing Trask. And it sort of all leads to that. And eventually the Sentinels come back and they use them and they go haywire and kill pretty much everyone. Because they just see... other than seeing just...
They get the ability to absorb everyone's powers as well through...
Through Mystique. So she was too much of a liability to let her go free. So the idea was, you know, Xavier, they've gone grabbed Magneto, and they're going to go stop her. And it was kind of cool to see, like, the two ideas. Like, Xavier's idea of stopping her was completely different to Magneto's, but it was just kind of like, they said, oh yeah, we'll go stop her, but never really addressing that. It was obviously a different call for them. Whereas, like, you know, Xavier's trying to talk her down. The first thing Magneto tries to does is he, like metallic things a hand. Like, he summons a gun into his hand and tries to shoot her. I'm like, that was fucking cool.
That was pretty badass. They really make him, like, a fucking... He's pretty evil.
Mm. But the one thing I will say about this is the fucking standout in this movie was Quicksilver.
I was just thinking that.
We've
probably spoken about it on air as well. Like, we've... spoken about how we didn't really like the guy who was playing Quicksilver. We didn't like the way it looked.
Not so much how it looked. It was just an interesting cast, I guess.
Yeah, and then, like, we actually see, you know, the thing in action, and all of a sudden it's fucking cool.
Yeah, he was real...
He was a standout for the film, and I was not expecting it.
No, he was really funny and sort of quirky and charismatic. And it kind of made a lot more sense when you see the costume that he's wearing because it's not a costume.
Yeah, it's just... is it really what he's wearing?
I read something about it that it's not... I think it was like something on Reddit. It was like a thread where people were discussing it. And it's like, it's not a costume. And when you see it... When you saw it in the stills, it kind of looks like it's meant to be a costume. But it's really... Because this is the 80s.
80s?
70s. This is the 70s.
70s, yeah.
This was like glam rock sort of era. That's what he's into, and so that's how he dresses.
That's how he dresses.
And that's why he sort of has that weird sort of silver coat and all this kind of stuff on it.
Outside of the slow-mo scene, my favourite scene with him was just the one little throwaway line where Magneto and him are in the lift together, and he's like, huh, my mum used to date a guy like that.
Yeah, that could move metal.
Yeah, and then it's like, you see Scarlet, is Scarlet Witch, is it?
Yeah,
you see
younger.
Him sitting on her lap, sitting on his lap.
Not to get this confused with the actual Scarlet Witch, because they're supposed to be twins.
Yeah, what's that about?
She's a little girl in this one, so it's not creepy.
Yeah, it's not weird. Creepy, yeah.
I think they're twins, or at least they're closer in age than they were in this film.
In the Avengers version, they literally say, what about the twins?
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure they are twins.
I mean, at the end of the day, they can play around the age. I'm not going to get too upset about that.
Yeah.
It's like when people were cut sick about Michael B. Jordan being cast as Human Torch, and I was like...
That's slightly different. That's, like, completely different.
Oh, but it's more a case of, like, the dude can act. I'm not really fussed what colour his skin is. They're twins. One could be adopted.
Speaking of Fantastic Four, though, there was rumours up until recently that Marvel was completely cutting down and potentially going to cut out Fantastic Four entirely from their comic line.
Really?
Yeah, building up to the movie coming out because they don't own the rights to it.
Oh, fuck, so they don't want the movie to do well.
Not even that, but it's like they're not going to be... By having more Fantastic Four stuff doesn't help them other than having the comics themselves. Because...
See, that's really interesting because that's where it's all going to head in the next 5-10 years. Now that they've got these big properties set up in the films, they're going to be pushing comics to sell movies.
Exactly. And they kind of... There was, like, rumours about it. And they definitely cut back on the Fantastic Four stuff. They launched Ultimate FF,
mm-hmm.
which... It started interesting, and it's kind of like, up and down. The artwork's not super flash, and it's not, like, things that just, if editing, kind of missed. Like, there's a scene where they bust into a room, because the Fantastic Four in the Ultimate Universe is, like, Sue Storm, Iron Man, Falcon, and they said it was going to be Machine Man, but it's, like, Doctor Doom at the moment.
Really?
Like,
so it's not even the original four?
Most of them are either... Oh, no, actually, none of the Fantastic Four died, but Reed Richards went insane and is now, like, a big, bad supervillain.
Yeah.
Sue Storm and Ben Grimm, like, joined the army, and it was like, yeah, and Johnny Storm went off and he became an X-Man for a bit and then sort of went his own way and it's kind of not in the Ultimate line anymore. Because, yeah, that whole of mine, just, like, it has, like, every, like, year or so they have, like, it's every, like, 2 years they have, like, a massive upheaval of what they do.
It's a good idea. It just keeps it fresh.
It's pretty good. Like, I've always enjoyed the Ultima line, but since the most recent push, since the Galactus stuff that they did, it's not been very good outside of the Spider-Man stuff.
Really?
New Ultimates? Sucks. I hate it.
That bad?
It could get better, but I was not sold on the first couple of issues. I'll probably keep reading it until the end of this arc, see if anything piques my interest, but not that interested. Fair Fantastic enough. Four I've liked, despite
I just I just can't get behind the characters, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this is, like, completely different.
Yeah, I might prefer it with Iron Man and stuff, but I just, like, I'm basing this predominantly off the movies and several of the comics that I've read.
Yeah.
I just don't care for it.
Yeah, it's not something I've ever really, other than FF, it's not something I've ever really enjoyed that much.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, then the Ultimate line is being cancelled after issue 7.
Fuck.
Issue 6. Sorry, I think it's
only
issue 6.
In.
It's not even got there yet. It's like issue 3.
They're not giving it... Like, that's a pretty clear message. They're not even really giving it a chance.
But the thing is, though, like, they said that they're still keeping me, like, the main Fantastic Four title. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they can't get rid of... It's like their founding family. They can't really get rid of it. But then again, they're giving it to James Robinson, who sucks. He sucks.
James, what else has he written?
He did that Justice League run where it didn't have any of, like, the Justice Leagues in it. Like, Batman was Dick Grayson, Superman was Mon-El, and Donna Prince was...
Oh, I didn't even read that. This is pre-52.
This James Robinson also did. He did some Superman stuff that sucked.
Was it Grounded? That was just...
No, that was just in tea. No, he did other stuff outside of that. He's done Earth 2. He started Earth 2. He's the one that he's really good at building,
like, a
world building, but he can't write dialogue or story for shit.
Well, that's not much good as a comic book writer.
No. So, they're giving it to him. And I think he's been doing it the whole time anyway, but he sucks.
He sucks. That sucks if he sucks.
So, yeah, potentially they're, like, moving away from that.
It's interesting because, I mean, like you said, it's kind of... Well, like I said, I guess, they're doing it to push movies now, which is good and bad because it has to all come from the comic books. So if they start streamlining this shit just to sell movies, it could all become quite bland and the same.
More so, DC doesn't do it as much as Marvel seems to do it, but they just kind of make their universe fit more just so it's more palatable for somebody moving over from the movie universe.
And I guess people are going to do that. I think Dark Knight was the movie that made me go, fuck, maybe I'll read comics.
Yeah. Well, things with... that's why Marvel's giving a lot of solo titles to characters who wouldn't usually have solo titles. Like, Star-Lord and Rocket Raccoon are getting their own titles.
Yeah, weird. Have you seen the international trailer for Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yes.
A lot more footage of Rocket Raccoon. I'm actually a little bit less interested in the movie after seeing this trailer.
I have kind of decided to stop watching trailers because they put too much content
into it now. You're at a saturation point now.
Yeah.
Like
I've had a good point where it's piqued my interest and I'm ready to see it. But yeah, so like they have their own solo titles. Star-Lord, I can get behind. That kind of makes sense. He's like the lead male.
Yeah, Peter Quill. Yeah.
And there's enough there, like backstory, especially because he, before the most recent run of Guardians of the Galaxy, he died, in quotation marks. Like, he sort of disappears with that Nova and then comes back from this cancer universe but doesn't really ever explain how he got...
cancer universe.
Yeah, it's like, it's in the Kong... You'd have to go. It's a whole thing that they did.
Sure.
But he... I don't think it's actually, like, a universe full of cancer. I think it's a universe that was, like, bleeding into ours. It was almost acting like a cancer, sort of, like, right. Take over the universe and...
That's pretty bleak.
Yeah. So they get sucked in there with Thanos, and it's never really explained how Thanos and Star-Lord got back, and then Richard Rider, who was Nova, just hasn't appeared yet. So, obviously, and it's been teased that something's happened between them, like, they've maybe made a deal or something mm-hmm. to get back to the real world. So, yeah, they can explore that sort of aspect more.
Yeah. No, I'd probably read that, to be honest.
I'll definitely pick it up just because I'm curious to see what happens. But, yeah, like, they've been doing a lot of that. And I think you'll see a Doctor Strange title come out not
Well, yeah, I was just thinking long. The kind of left-of-center movies that they've got. Guardians of the Galaxy is probably the first one. Doctor Strange appears to be the next. And there are some casting rumors surrounding that.
Yeah.
The first name that I've heard about among a couple was Jared Leto.
Yeah, he's the first one I heard, followed shortly by Benedict Cumberbatch. So Jared Leto, well, yeah.
Khan
from Star Trek.
Julian Assange in that movie about WikiLeaks.
But yeah, so Jared Leto is a musician of some sort from...
Started off as an actor. Then
30 Seconds to Mars, was it?
30 Seconds to Mars. Yeah. Have you seen Requiem for a Dream?
No.
Like, it's by Darren Aronofsky, the same dude that was going to do The Wolverine and did Black Swan... And, like, has had some massive movies. And it's like, about heroin. I think it's heroin. Some sort of drug. I'm pretty sure it's heroin. Like, drug addicts. And it's really fucked up. And Jared Leto, like, shows that he's a legitimate actor there. 30 Seconds to Mars have done very, very well as a band. And Jared Leto recently won an Oscar as well for Best Supporting Actor underneath Matt Damon in Dallas Buyers Club, I think. Yeah, it was Dallas Buyers Club. So, the only, like, credentials...
Was that Matthew McConaughey?
Sorry, what did I say?
I think he said Matt Damon.
Fuck. Fuck. Matthew McConaughey. Yeah. And, like, the credentials are there. Dude's very talented.
Okay.
The only thing is, it sucks too. I feel like he's too pretty for it. Like,
I also feel he's too young for it as well. Like, Doctor Strange is, like, he's greying, so...
Is he?
Yeah, he's got, like, grey. He's got that sort of Reed Richards sort of style hair. He's got grey on the sides.
He'd only be, like, 36.
I feel like he's too young for it. But I guess, like, same that doesn't young. Matter. They could go for, like, a younger... Because they could do, like, an old... I guess, like, most of the movies are, like, ultimate versions anyway.
Yeah.
And he's a lot younger in that. He dies horribly in that really? As well. He gets, like, strangled, like, from the neck down. He gets squeezed until his head pops.
That's fucked.
And that's David Finch drawing it, and he shows it everything. Like, his face gets all swelled up, and he shows that, and his tongue's poking out.
David Finch does some really fucked up stuff. Like, he loves his real visceral gore sort of, like...
Mm. And so, yeah, and that's how he died. I'm like, that stuck with me. Like, even now, that sort of makes me feel a bit ill, thinking of that.
Yeah, wow.
Like, if I ever reread Ultimatum, I have to kind of skip over that part.
Because you just can't do it.
See, but then again, I never reread Ultimatum, because it's...
It sucks, yeah. This is a little bit less gruesome, but a little bit off topic, too. We'll get back to Benedict Cumberbatch. But I was watching Man of Steel again last night. There was a scene where that big Kryptonian dude literally, like, I think he tears the head off one of the pilots, and you just see... his body fly away with blood everywhere.
I
didn't notice that the first time around. I was watching it and I was like, holy shit, that dude's body just got like minced.
Fucked. Just got fucked up.
Because it's off in the background, no one really noticed
it. I do remember the thing you're talking about though. I assumed he got away.
Probably not. No, he jumps in the plane, the dude grabs him and you just see liquid go everywhere.
Mm, that's not good.
But further back to the Doctor Strange point,
yeah.
The other option, well, not other option, but one of the other names being thrown around is Benedict Cumberbatch. And I feel as though if Jared Leto's too young, the same thing could be said
for Cumberbatch. Yeah, definitely.
I feel like as Khan, he was a fucking badass, though.
Yeah.
So I'd be kind of behind that.
I feel like he can carry, like, the regalness. Not so much regalness, but, like, that sort of, like... I don't know how you describe it. It's
Englishness.
Almost, yeah, that's it. The Englishness you need to do Doctor Strange.
Another name thrown around, which is pretty yuck, is Patrick Dempsey.
I see, it's not been thrown around so much as he's come out in the past and said that if he wants to play a superhero... But he really wants to. He fucking wants it.
See, that was kind of like when Bryan Cranston was like, I'll play Lex Luthor. Everyone was like, fuck yeah, Bryan Cranston. I love Bryan Cranston. He was too old for it.
Yeah.
But this
definitely,
time, this
but
time everyone's like, whoa.
Imagine fucking Lex, like, Bryan Cranston and Lex Luthor standing over him like, say my name.
I would watch that movie. Like, that'd be fucking wicked.
Yeah.
He'd be fucking old.
You know what they should do, though? Sense. Kingdom Come movie with Bryan Cranston as Lex Luthor.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. I'd be all about that. No, Patrick Dempsey. No.
I'm not saying it's a good idea, but he wants it.
Oh, no, I'm telling you. Stop.
Also, age-wise, he'd fit in well.
Stop. No.
His face is too wide, I feel, just, for the screen.
You can't... Dr. Strange... I know you played a doctor in Grey's Anatomy, but Dr. Strange is very different. This isn't a medical drama, you idiot. I'm sorry. Just go back to Maid of Honor. And then... Aidan Gillen, who was in The Wire, Game of Thrones, and also Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, so...
I guess, to me, actually is the best fit out of the ones so far.
Yeah, I don't know who he played in The Wire, just because I never watched it. Game of Thrones, he plays Littlefinger, Peter Baelish.
Yeah. Sorry. Get it?
Yeah. I get it. Because you haven't watched Game of Thrones, have you?
No.
He's fucking excellent in it. He's fucking cool.
He was good at Dark Knight Rises, all like 4 to 5
before he gets fucking killed.
Yeah.
By Ben. Yeah,
but he died well.
He died well. He's kind of like a jerk, though. He's just like, why would you shoot a man before you throw him out of the plane? Anyway, out of everyone we talked about, in terms of age and acting skill, like they're all skilled. No. Apart from Patrick Dempsey.
Stop.
But I reckon he could really... Visually, I can't see it, but I think as an actor, I could...
I can see it visually. The photos I've seen of Doctor Strange, I'm less familiar with it than you are. I could really, really see it.
Gotta say, I'm not that familiar with it as it is, because he hasn't had his own solo title since I was, like, a teenager.
I've only seen a handful of photos, but to me, if he grew a beard out and he had a bit longer hair, dude's literally perfect for it.
Yeah. I'd be into it.
I think it might be a bit short, but...
Beggars
can't be choosers, and I feel like people would.
I feel like he's not even that short, though. To be honest,
I think because he was standing next to Tom Hardy in the movie, who they made seem really big.
He is big, though, isn't he?
Or they used some pretty clever camera angles to make that like.
But he's just wide as well. He was massive.
Like, he's just fucking huge for that. Yeah, like he kind of just said it. I just got fat for it, and they used a lot of good makeup.
He did look fat, actually. Now one scene where I have Gordon in the sewer, and he's got his shirt off, and I'm like, he's not ripped. He's got the belt
up to about his belly button, so you can't actually see.
And he's just like poking out.
All you see is that Roman keg because he's just so fucking huge.
He was fucking massive.
But I mean, that'll come with time. We'll find out who's going to be Doctor Strange. That one's still pretty far off. I wouldn't imagine we'll see a movie for that before 2018.
That's Phase 3, so that's in the same time as Ant-Man as well.
Has it actually been confirmed for Phase 3?
Yeah, it's Phase 3, and potentially Black Panther as well for that.
I'm not interested in that so much.
Neither am I. I've never really cared much for Black Panther. They do it well. They do it interestingly, at least. Yeah. There's definitely a lot of potential there. They could make it... Because he lives in Wakanda, which is, like, in Africa, but it's, like, a future city, almost. So it's, like, superior in every way. They've got, like, future technology. They're fucking...
Just like real Africa.
Just like real Africa.
That was mean. I feel horrible for other people. Yeah, see, I've never really got into Black Panther all that much. It's kind of like... Because who's the guy in DC Comics dressed like Black Panther?
In DC Comics, he's dressed like Black Panther.
Yeah, like, they have that guy, and he's like... He's in the Robot Chicken special, and he's like, I'm pretty much just a guy in a cat suit, and he's facing up against Darkseid. And then he just gets destroyed. I forget what he's in. He's in the Justice Society.
Oh, yeah, Wildcat.
Wildcat, yeah. Yeah. I always just think of that guy when I think of Black Panther.
Yeah. It's not far off. Like, completely different, like, backgrounds and ethnicity. But,
as far as costumes go.
Yeah, it's just a cat. It's
just
a cat costume.
Just a guy with a cat costume one.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, Phase 3, I feel, has the potential to be the weakest in terms of... stand out like superheroes. So that said, like, their Phase 1 was like Iron Man, Thor. Nobody knew anything about the new ones, you mean? Yeah. But, like, so...
Imagine if it all went sour for them in Phase 3.
Yeah, just... Imagine everyone hated Ant-Man. Just
fell apart, like, and then Justice League just swoops in, like,
yeah!
Bitches! Oh, fuck. Sorry, we're getting totally sidetracked. I'm just imagining that scene from the Justice League Origins in the 52 where... Superman's all chained up, like Henry Cavill's chained up on Apocalypse, and Darkseid's like experimenting on him and shit, and then Batfleck comes through and saves the day. Fuck. I can't deal with this.
Back onto Phase 3, though.
No. Yeah, back onto Phase 3.
I think this is the one that they have the most potential for it to sort of falter for them. Like, this is the part where they could trip up.
Well, that's the thing, because Phase 1 wasn't set up by them. Phase 2, a lot of the groundwork had been done by...
Well, Phase 2, like, it was just all sequels for those ones.
That's what I mean, exactly. Like, they weren't establishing characters. Mm-hmm. This is the first round where they've actually got to establish characters. And I think the second Avengers with the new characters in that, like the twins, it will be interesting. See how they go with those. Especially after how well Quicksilver was received in Days of Future
Past. Yeah, he's kind of like, he's really... Because the thing was, if it came out really shit in that film, then his job was a lot easier. Now he's really got to fucking...
He's got to fucking step up. They're going to have to play him totally different. They can't have him being this sarcastic, clever, like...
I don't think that's how they were ever going to play him, though, to be honest.
Because he looked pretty fucked up in the end of Captain America 2. He's sitting in that room and he can't control his spasms and shit. Yeah. Like, I think I imagine he'd be pretty pissed off.
And the way that... Who's the actor again? It's
Aaron Taylor-Johnson.
Yeah. The way he doesn't really do comedy so much as he's always pretty
straight. He wasn't the funny, he wasn't the humor in Kick-Ass.
Yeah, he's always like the straight
sort of character. Or like based on Godzilla, like just had no personality.
Just the robot character. Just
didn't really give a shit.
Yeah.
Like, wife and kids back home is a big monster that killed my dad and my mom, but fuck it.
Like, could get back.
I'm gonna hang out on this train.
I'm gonna look after this Asian kid for a while.
Cause like, fuck my family.
But yeah, so Phase 3 could be the area where it sort of trips up them, but that's it.
Part of me wants it to, so Justice League performs.
Look, Justice League should perform on its own outside of how well Marvel does.
I really hope so, because, like, I think there's not really going to be anyone who won't see Batman versus Superman. If that's good, they've set up very well for Justice League. I really, really want it to be good. My gut is telling me it's going to be good. My gut also told me Green Lantern was going to be good.
Yeah.
And we all know that movie made, no money.
The thing was, well, it's not always about money.
There was a reason it made no money.
Yeah, like, wanted it to be good as well, but going in, looking at the trailers, I was like, this was not what I was expecting or wanting from a Green Lantern film.
Milk was a bad choice.
But I was willing to give it a shot because I knew how big a role Geoff Johns had in, and afterwards I was like, fuck you, Geoff Johns, you screwed up.
Everything he seems to be involved with off comics...
doesn't do well.
Yeah, no. And I hope they kind of remove him from the process for this new phase. I think they will, based on Green Lantern.
It's like, you had your shot, you fucked it up.
They've got David Goyer, who, like, dickheadedness aside, knows comics, knows how to write them, and they've also got the guy who did Fargo. Now, he rewrote Batman vs. Superman. If they can keep him on for Justice League, that is a legitimate...
I feel like if they got him on to rewrite Batman vs. Superman, they probably...
signed him on.
Yeah, or at least have it in his contract that he may be needed for rewriting of Justice League.
And he's obviously got a relationship with Ben Affleck, who is going to be involved. So there is reason to come back.
Yeah.
We're probably at a point now where that'll just about do us, I think. We didn't get through...
We got really hung up on Dwayne Johnson for a while there.
It was a good thing to get hung up on. There's a lot more to discuss. We can bring it up next time we record. But
yeah.
I guess we're signing off for this one. And thanks for listening. We will talk to you soon. And go to our Facebook page.
Yeah, probably before we should do some, I guess, admin work before we go out. So we have numerous amounts of social media now from the last time you heard from us. Heard from us together. I did plug some this last time.
Go back in our intro
special. So we have a website now at fatboyandcaptainlama.com, I assume, .au. I'd have to double check that one. We also have Twitter, as always, at fatboyandlama, and Facebook now, and I don't know, just search Fatboy and Captain Llama, or I think it's Facebook, like www.facebook.com/fatboyandcaptainlama.
Yep.
And we're also, you can also find us on iTunes. I checked it. You can actually search for us now and we come up.
Ooh, so that's nice.
Pretty exciting. So hit that subscribe button. It should download every 2 weeks when we record.
Record.
Alrighty. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, guys.